Welcome to Kellyanne Cares, a one-of-a-kind show created to motivate, stimulate, educate, and inspire you, personally and professionally. Hi, I'm Kelly. I'm an entrepreneur, patient advocate, content creator, and author. You may know me from the Everything is Messy book, brand, and podcast. But what you may not know is how hard I had to work to get me to where I am today. Mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason. And in this season, I'm more driven and extremely passionate about my purpose to help you save the time, money, and energy it takes to be happier and get healthier with your mind, body, business, and life. Tune in every week to hear raw, unfiltered conversations from myself and my incredible guests as we discuss trending topics, share stories of resilience, and chat about all things health, wealth, healing, and wellness. Whether you're here to listen, learn, or laugh, I promise to bring awareness and add more value to your day. Take this time to relax and recharge. Listen, life is short. Invest in yourself. Be loud. Be different. Be you. And most importantly, enjoy the ride. Buckle up, because today's podcast experience starts now. One more thing, sharing is caring. I would love your thoughts on today's episode. Head on over to Apple Podcasts to rate, review, and subscribe. I would truly appreciate it. Want to continue the conversation? Let's connect online. You can find me at KellyanneGorman.com, and all my social links are in the show notes. Now let's get into today's show. Today's episode is brought to you by Your Podcast Production. Have you been wanting to launch your own podcast but not sure where to begin? Is time the only thing holding you back? Maybe you're already recording but need somebody to guide you through the production process. Do you have a message that needs to be heard? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I have just the program for you. Your Podcast Production designs, coaches, produces, and aligns you and your brand to have a successful, enjoyable, and profitable podcast. After launching my own show, I had so many women reach out to me and ask me how I did it. So what did I do? I created something I wish existed. There are many ways to create and launch a podcast, and you want to make sure you do it right from the very beginning. I believe that keeping it simple, organized, and original is the most effective and efficient way to go. Are you ready to start the process? Are you ready to learn more? Visit yourpodcastproduction.com today. Hello, hello, and welcome to a brand new show, a brand new season. Welcome to the Kellyanne Cares podcast. I'm so glad that you are here. I am your host, Kellyanne Gorman, and we are just going to dive right into how this all went down this weekend, because this was not in the plans as of Friday. So here's the deal. There's a woman, her name is Gabby Bernstein. She is the person that I invested in when it came time to writing my book, launching it, and all things self-publishing. Now, her new book is out. It's called Happy Days, The Guided Path from Trauma to Profound Freedom and Inner Peace. I have yet to read the book. However, what I did do on Saturday was attend a 6.5 hour, I think it was, workshop surrounding her book. You guys, I have done so much therapy that this topped all of that. I've done EMDR. I've done all these things for PTSD. I've done sound baths. I drink my kava. I do all the healing. I heal my body with food. I do all these different ways of doing therapy. And like, I could go on and on. I have enough podcast episodes about how I'm trying to heal my damn body. However, those 6.5 hours were absolutely life-changing. And I just can't even believe like how many notes I took, how many women were crying. There was like thousands of women from all around the globe. I set my alarm for 6:10. I like to get up at 6:10 because that's my birthday, June 10th. I got up, I attended this workshop, and these women are crying like she's literally healing them. And she's not even a doctor. This was more profound for me than going to different therapists that I've spent so much money going to sit with for years and years and years. So after that, I was like, okay, so now that I've rearranged my entire office and thrown away so much shit because I have to move in 90 days, I think that I need to do my rebrand now, bang it out over the weekend. Thank God I know how to work smarter, not harder. And make this shit happen. It's something that's been on my list, but like, I just wasn't ready, like mentally, physically, spiritually, like all the things like you heard in the intro, right? Like I just wasn't there. And I know I just rebranded to Everything is Messy. That made sense, but I'm not a mess anymore. I mean, I'm trying not to be, but it just didn't make sense. Like, that was messy to me. Like, I have changed so much and I feel like I just healed so much literally from Saturday. So I made my fucking to-do list and I figured out how I can do this rebrand by March 1st. Literally 36 hours. If you want a visual, I filmed it all for you. Go to my TikTok. You can follow me at Kellyanne Gorman Official. But I felt like, okay, if I'm going to bang this out right now, I need to show people. I just got my voice back. So if my voice keeps cracking, like, that's why. I need to show people what it really takes to write, to record, to produce, to rebrand, to develop a show, like, in real time. So that's what I did. I mean, you know, I'm always extra. Like, I always have to do something else. Like, it can't just be like one thing. So that's what I did. I had all, like, this burst of energy. I still have this weird funky cold that I've been getting like on and off. So I have like 20 layers and my scarf on. And last night I had a hot toddy. This morning I made this orange juice elixir and I'm just trying everything. I'm drinking the DayQuil, the NyQuil, like literally everything, getting sleep. But this weekend, I worked my ass off because it was so important to me to move into this month because I have 90 days left to where I'm living. And a lot is about to change in my life and has changed in my life over the last 2 years that I've been here. And so I kind of want to go into that with you guys because that is why I'm here today. That is why I rebranded. That's why I'm so passionate about doing what I love, helping others do what they want to do and do what they want to love and maybe fall in love with. And so kind of that's why that happened. I did a 6.5 hour workshop. I literally felt more healed than I had been healed in the last like 2 years. And it just made me like, it opened my eyes to a lot of other things that I don't want to do anymore and that I do want to do more of. And that would be this show. So I want to do more of the show. And I just want to share a couple episodes before I get into kind of the last 2 years, things that I have shared a lot of. I mean, I don't hold back in this show. If you're new here, feel free to scroll back because my entire life has been showcased here. But episode 306, if you scroll back, I interview my friend Elle Russ. That episode is all about confidence, patient advocacy. She went through something very similar to myself. She's also a seasoned podcaster like myself. Her old show has like 20 million downloads, something insane like that. She's also an author. So that's episode 306. Episode 307, if you scroll back, I interview my friend Madeline I always mess up her name. Bucalaris. Let's just call her Maddie B. And Maddie grew up with a chronic illness. Something was always giving her acne and like just everything health related was happening to her and she couldn't figure out what it was. So she healed her body using food and now she coaches other women. Her story is absolutely insane. So you need to listen to that episode 307. Now you're listening to my solo show 308, which, hi, I haven't been here in a while sharing my solo shows. But the next episode, 309, which is live now, I interview my friend Jen Sterling, and she is a New York Times bestselling author as well as a USA Today bestselling author. And her books are written in so many different languages, and she has sold over 1 million copies of her books. She does a lot of series, and her TikTok content is incredible. So make sure you tune into episode 309. I'm bringing on guests that have incredible stories that I can relate with, that you can relate with, that can inspire and motivate us all. That is the whole purpose of why I'm here. So I'm continuing to share more stories of others. If you have a podcast and you have an incredible brand, product, service, story you want to share, you need to visit the show notes today and message me so that we can get on a phone call and talk about it and then eventually have you come on the show. I would absolutely love to do that. I'm definitely down for the pod swap. So if you have a podcast, we can be on each other's shows. Like, I love doing things like that. But let's now rewind to, I wanted to focus on, you know, sharing the latest episodes that are out for Kelly and Kara's the podcast. And now the last few months have just been so intense for me. and it's affecting my mental health. And it's so hard when you are somebody that needs to be on the internet and show up and create content when you have PTSD or you have anxiety or you have depression. And I always share that, like, I'm going through it when it's happening, but it's fucking hard. And it's also really annoying because I want to show up all the time. And sometimes, like, life has its own little path for you and it's like, not today. So going back to like 2 years ago, right before the pandemic, I actually had COVID and I didn't even know. Nobody even knew it was here, but I ended up, that's what I had. I was in bed for like 14 days. From then until today, I have completely changed as a human on this planet. Like, looking back, it's just insane. I finished 6 MedMal legal cases in the middle of the pandemic. I wrote and launched my first book. I released Everything is Messy Collection, the brand, the podcast. I was like a lost soul because I went from being misdiagnosed to jumping right into the legal drama. So that was like PTSD on the next level. Like, there was no time to heal. And then the pandemic happened. I worked my ass off. And then I feel like I got the gist of it like afterwards that people were feeling. And now it's kind of still like filtered on, I guess I could say, until this weekend. I've completely changed. I'm not lost anymore. I literally felt so lost. But at the time, I had no idea I felt like that because I'm so used to living this like robotic life to like save my life. I don't have to do that anymore. So that's why I think doing that workshop this weekend was something I needed. And I'm just so grateful because I feel like if I didn't do that and invest in myself, I would not be here talking to you today. I would not have Kellyanne Cares. I would not have this rebrand. I would not have worked all weekend doing this because I want a better show so that I can get more stories out for the rest of the world to hear. We all have a story. We all have shit we've gone through. We've all had amazing things happen to us. But unless we share it with other people, we can't help other people. You see what I'm saying? So that's the whole purpose of this show. And plus, I have a foul mouth. I know that. And I also like to laugh and I love to cry and I like to feel the emotions and I like to have a glass of wine. I just like to fucking keep it real. This show is not changing on that aspect or that level because it's still me. And I feel like this is the most connected I've been to myself in years, since 2016 when I was sick. Dead honest, 2016. So that's a long time to not like be able to connect with yourself, no matter how hard I did, like, or how many therapies I did, or how hard I would meditate. Like, those are great steps, but it's not until you finally like feel good in your own body and like just can relate with your own self for like one fucking minute that you realize this. And there's so many things I've done in my healing journey, and I'm going to continue to do them for the rest of my life. But some things work and some things don't. That's life. It's trial and error. And that's why I love being a podcaster, because you can try so many different things and you can share so many different stories. You know, if it wasn't for this show, like, I started this show because I thought I was going to be blind and paralyzed forever, and my voice was the only thing that was going to make me money. That's how it all began. Now I develop podcasts for a living. Like, who the hell could have ever told me that? I thought I'd be, you know, flying on private jets and sailing around the world and motor yachts, still painting faces, you know, like, life is crazy. And I'm so grateful. I'm still not to the point where I could say I'm grateful I had gone through that, because I'm not. But everything I've done to get me where I am now, I've always gone with my gut. But in this circumstance and my personal brand and the show, like, I know I just rebranded to Everything is Messy, the podcast, but like, it just didn't feel right. Like, I know that I have the brand that has the programs, the products, the services, my merch line that goes with the book. But this show is really about you and me. And that brings it back to like my personal brand. So, and I care about so many things. I care about so many people. I care about a lot that's going on in the world, which obviously like affects everybody in a different way. But like, I wanted the title of the show to just be simple. Kellyanne Cares. Like, I fucking care. So come on over and listen to the next episodes if you care about learning anything too. And plus, like,
I like I said earlier, like I drop the F-bomb all the time. You know, there's a big E on the show. So you should know by now that you don't listen near children unless you want them to repeat crazy things that come out of my mouth. I'm just saying. But going back to like the last 2 years, it's just like I went back into this like robotic mode of like life. And that's not normal. So this weekend, I completely rebranded this entire podcast. I went on dating apps. I was FaceTiming friends I haven't seen in a really long time. We'll do a whole new show on dating apps because I don't know what the hell to do over there. I told like a couple of my friends, and I'm like already done. I was on Bumble and you only have 24 hours to message people. And I didn't even know what to say. So I was saying to my friend last night on FaceTime, I'm like, I write for a living. Like, how do I not know what to say to these men? And she's like, because it's your life. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. It's so hard to write your own bio. It's so hard to write your own stuff. It's so much easier for me to write for my clients. When I was writing my book, that was easy. It just came pouring out of me. But like, when I want to dive into the dating pool, like it's so impossible for me. Anyway, I don't want my show to be about that, but I will record an episode on that when I continue to, I don't know, go on different apps, I guess. I don't even know why I just told you all that, but welcome to my life. So Everything Is Messy collection is not going away. All of my business, LinkedIn, podcast, personal development programs, everything I just mentioned, it's all still there. And for you today, if you use EIMC20, you will get 20% off, including free shipping on all of the programs, products, everything I just mentioned, services. The link is in the show notes to celebrate this very special day of Kellyanne Cares, the podcast going live. None of that is going away. The purpose of this rebrand is just to feel like more like myself on my own damn show. I didn't want it to have another name. I have a lot of different names happening within my brand. KAG Enterprises is my main brand. That is where everything falls under. I do have Everything Is Messy collection. I do have other ventures that I'm investing in and working on. And that all falls under this umbrella. Nobody knows that because now I'm not the happy workaholic anymore. I'm the girl that has Everything Is Messy, but I just want to be myself. I haven't been able to be myself for like, since 2016. And so that's why I named this show Kellyanne Cares. That is why I rebranded. Again, all of the madness that happened over the weekend has been filmed and available for your viewing pleasure on my TikTok at Kellyanne Gorman Official. Going back to the purpose of the show, I want to continuously share more stories of others. I have been recording with guests over the last couple of months. I already have episodes lined up until I think May. So I'm really excited for you guys to hear those stories. And I research a ton on my guests. I don't just say, want to come on my show? No. I research them before I pitch them, and then I research them even more before I interview them. And that's a job in itself, by the way. I'm trying to become a better interviewer because I'm so used to talking to you and having solo shows that when it comes time to interview, I don't want to be the girl that asks like the one-off question. Like I want to ask questions that nobody's ever asked. And 99.9% of the time, my guests are open to answering them. And I always ask them before we hit record, like, is there anything you don't want to talk about? Because I'm an open book and I want you to be an open book if you feel comfortable so that we can have like a genuine, real conversation and share more for you, the listener. So over the weekend, I wrote my intro. It took me like the entire day. I went to the beach. I finished it. Sunday, I did the outro. I recorded them all. I produced them all. I have a lot more commercials. I have a lot more intros, and I have a lot more stuff heading to my TikTok. I have all new graphics, which you'll see. I am finally going to get headshots hopefully soon. I desperately need them. That's something like that has been on the back burner forever, and I really just need to get that done. But anyway, there's a lot happening over on my website now. I'm trying to spend less time on social media because it really messes with my head when I'm in a funk, as I'm sure you understand it does for you as well. If it doesn't, props to you. But I just want to be offline more in this season, in this new chapter of my life. I have 90 days until I move into my new place. When that happens, I then have June, July, August, 90 days before I'm going to be in two places. That's the plan. That's been the plan for a while, to go back and forth to New York. So that's a lot. So I think that that's why this needed to happen now as well, because the clock's a ticking. So the newsletters, those are on my website as well as LinkedIn. So if you go to KellyanneGorman.com, you can sign up for my personal newsletter and you'll get discount codes, shopping codes, all that fun stuff. You'll see there's like a whole description there. And then on LinkedIn, I also have a newsletter. Tomorrow, I'll be updating my LinkedIn, which is probably going to take a couple hours because I have a lot to change. Today, I did my websites and a bunch of bios. Like I said, I hate doing that myself, but I did it and had to pat myself on the shoulder. I'm like, I did it. I hate this shit, but I did it. And there's a lot of technical things. Excuse me, I have the hiccups that I had to make sure that when I rebranded the show, like all the graphics match, the RSS feed is getting pulled, like all the technical stuff. That takes a long time. And I have to take breaks in between when I'm writing, recording, producing, doing the technical. Like that's normally like 4 or 5 people doing all of that. And I do all of that. So my brain needs a little break in between. And that's probably why I lost my voice last night. And this morning, thank God I got it back, but it's still like a little hoarse. But I share all that because I want you to see, like, if you don't have a budget and you want a podcast, and like myself, I didn't have a budget. I started with $1.17. That's how much my domain cost. And I share all the content. And plus, it's fun to film. I love sharing more of that. And I also share daily vlogs. I also just got a notification on my TikTok that I can film up to 10 minutes now. So like, who needs YouTube? That's what I'm going to say. I'm really excited so I can do longer vlogs, but that again takes time. So I'm lining everything up for this next chapter of my life and I'm so excited. And this show was just step one. And I'm so glad I was able to pull it off over the weekend. The new community for the show is going to be over on my TikTok as well. Please listen to the outro because there's a lot more information for you there. And I'm going to have some solo episodes sprinkled throughout my lineup of guests. But every single week, I think until May, I already have them recorded. So I'll just throw out a solo show whenever I feel the need to share something exciting. Maybe the next one will be about my dating situation. Who knows? But lots of guest episodes and incredible stories from these men and women I have already recorded with. And they're going to blow your mind because they blow my mind. And I love sharing stories that will continuously motivate and inspire us. That is the whole purpose of the show and really help get you to the next level where you deserve to be at. Like I always say, I say it in my book. I literally just did it for myself again. So if you are somebody in a place that needs something like that, like make sure you binge the last few episodes. 306 is when the guests started coming on. L307 is Madeline, and 309 after this show is Jen Sterling. Please make sure that you listen to those conversations because they are so informative and they're just so real and raw and relatable. I feel like we need more of this shit in our lives, right? So thank you as always for listening all the time, for showing up, for reviewing. Reviews to podcasters mean so much. They really help allow us create more of the content that you love and also bring on more guests that you want to hear from. So please listen to the outro. I'm going to say that again. I would love for you to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. If you do not listen on Apple Podcasts, you can go to YouTube or your favorite podcast app. If you can leave a review, a lot of them you cannot. But thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for being here, because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be a podcaster. I wouldn't be able to have a platform to have others come on to and share these incredibly motivating and inspiring and educating stories. So thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I'm so grateful for you. If you loved this show and if you're excited about what's to come, share it with a friend. That's all I ask. Always tag me online so I can reshare your content. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, you can find me at KellyanneGorman.com. All my social links, again, will be in the show notes. And I think that's it. I have a whole page of notes in front of me. I write in shorthand, so sometimes like it's a little messy. You'll definitely see that on my TikTok videos. So many people are like, how are you writing in pencil? I wrote my whole book in pencil. I also show you how to dictate in Word if that's something that you're interested in. But anyway, that's it. I'm wrapping this up and I'm just so excited for this next season of Kellyanne Cares, the podcast. Make sure you listen to that outro and visit the show notes for all the links that I've been mentioning throughout the show. And I'll be back soon. Thanks so much for tuning in to Kellyanne Cares, a one-of-a-kind show created to motivate, stimulate, educate, and inspire you. And I hope that happened for you today. As I mentioned in the intro, I would love your feedback on today's episode. Head to Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or your favorite podcast app to leave a review for the show. I would truly appreciate it. For more information on myself, the show, my book, and the programs, products, and services I've created, visit KellyanneGorman.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for my weekly newsletter, join the podcast community, and check out the brands I'm currently loving. Let's continue today's conversation. You can connect with me on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook at Kellyanne Gorman Official. All my other social handles will be available for you in the show notes. If you have a product, brand, story, or service you would like to share on the show, send me a message on KellyanneGorman.com today. As always, thanks for listening, sharing, and reviewing. I wouldn't be here without you, and I'm so grateful I get to do what I love each and every day. Wishing you a happy, healthy, positive, and productive day, and I'll talk to you again soon.